Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the evening news program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. This is October 25th. I'm Lou Caverly, and my co-host is Elizabeth Cubitt Caverly. Our website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. We have a big announcement. God has led us in faith to add another day each week. In addition to having us on, or hearing us on WWCR, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we will also have another new program on Wednesday, starting November 1st. That is, of course, 1 week from today, I believe. And it will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The frequency for that one will be a different frequency. It'll be 5.935 megahertz.
And, Lou, we're really excited and we're thankful to the manager of WWCR, Brady Murray, for helping us, and with Todd Waite, with them cooperating together to figure out a time slot for us. We are very grateful, and we hope that all of you listeners will keep Todd Waite and Don Waite and Mr. Murray in your prayers with Brady Murray, because they have families, and we're living in really interesting times, perilous times. So we're really thrilled that the Lord has opened up a way for us to give you more warnings. It's so important. And we ask you to tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and go to the listening archives, hear our past programs, go to breaking news, because there is a new monologue there. And Lou, you have, also, we thank you so much for your prayers for Lou. We think that his situation medically will be resolved, but we're going to have to continue with some patience through some testing, and perhaps in about a month and a half we can report all clear and everything really great. And other than that, we also do have an immediate need that if some of you wonderful listeners who have been helping us, if you could help us, our immediate need is for Global Star Communications. If someone could write a check for $200, or if four people could write $50 checks, or if two of you write $100 checks, whatever it is, you know, if there's extra, of course, we apply it then to the future. But we will need this in the remainder of this week before November 1st. We would really like to send that on, because that represents the extra money we will need to pay for the program production, because we're going to have the two nights. So, Luke, continue with your introduction.
And I want to stress that these will be two different programs. It's not just a repeat of the same program, but they'll
Lou,
be two different ones.
That's exactly right. And also, we must stress that there's a slight time difference, because the 5935 program on Wednesday comes on at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, our regular time on 4.840 megahertz is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And, you know, we're seeing this as an opportunity to often complete things we can't complete on the first night, and then we have to wait till the next week. So, also, we do want to point out that our wonderful web mistress, Angel, has put up the entire schedule, the headlines that we will have for the November program. So, again, you'll want to go there to DividedKingdomRadio.com. And what is that section called, Lou? Is there a certain name where they can see the listings?
Well, I would simply call that the home page. Now, on our little smartphone, you have to scroll down a ways to see it. On a big computer, it might be all on the same screen, since it's more space. But it's there on the very first page you come to.
Wonderful. Now, Lou, you can continue, because we really want to get into a lot of things.
All right, and we'll see.
Oh, we didn't tell the listeners the address. If you can help us for Global Star Communications, write the check right out to Global Star Communications of whatever amount you can send. Send it to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we give a special thanks to listener Robert, who is going to help us immediately with the WWCR increase. Again, may the Lord bless Robert. May the Lord bless the doctor. We've been praying for the Pennsylvania doctor, and he picked up more work. Hallelujah. And we're praying for Brenda. We're praying for Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We haven't heard from him in a while, but we've heard from a friend of his who says there is some healing going on. So we pray for all of you in the needs that you have. Lou, take it away.
All right. As I'll just reiterate, we deeply appreciate the wonderful letters and donations from all of you who make up our listening audience. We give thanks to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, for each of you.
Yes.
And the warnings we bring are not endless rehashings of the murky war situation with Israel and Hamas. White phosphorus, babies beheaded, time and more analysis will have to sort out the truth or falsehood of all these individual atrocities. To Elizabeth and me, one of the biggest worries is whether the New World Order is beginning World War III, even if that plan is only a limited war. The People's Voice, October, headlines are instructive, and here are some of them. The first one, Insider admits Israel attack was a false flag to start holy war and usher in one world government. This is October 11th, the People's Voice. The Hamas attack on Israel was an inside job by the globalist elite working in tandem with the Biden administration and the Israeli government as part of the great master plan for World War III, which has been in the works since the State of Israel was created after World War II.
That was the People's Voice. What date?
That was October 11th.
So we're just moving up, aren't we?
We are. And now, also from the People's Voice, this time from October 13th, the headline says, Israel told military to stand down after Egypt warned of incoming Hamas attack. Israel military were told to stand down 3 days before Hamas launched a terrorist attack that saw hundreds of civilians lose their lives.
Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? Just like the events of September 11th here
in
Israel.
It sure does, yes, exactly. And I should add, since I've been doing a little research on the Kennedy assassination, there were warnings about that ahead of time, too. Sometime at a later time, we'll get into that as well. And it says at the bottom of this same page, according to Egyptian officials, the Israeli government were warned about the attack 3 days before it occurred, but they decided to stand down. And in a related article, this one from the People's Voice, October 16th, Netanyahu ordered Israeli military to stand down during Hamas assault. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly ordered the military to stand down for 7 hours during Hamas' unprecedented assault on October 7th. According to Jewish pro-life foundation leader Cecily Rautman, quote, the IDF was given stand-down orders, both Army and Air Force, 7 hours before those attacks took place. And then we have from Infowars.com, Israeli attacks signal what's to come inside the United States. This was from the Alex Jones Show, October 9th, 2023. Alex Jones on Monday told Western citizens the Israeli attacks signal what is to come in the U.S. and provided a blueprint for we the people to warn others about the potential incoming wave of terror strikes in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. And here we have a quote from Alex. We have to let the CIA and the Mossad and MI6 and NATO intelligence and all the rest of them know that if and when there's massive attacks in the West, you with the UN set up these centers and brought in these people. You know exactly what you're doing, and many of these people admit they're jihadists. So I would expect the probability in the next year, maybe even sooner, of a massive 9/11-style attack, but all over the country, unquote.
Came to me, sort of maybe a little word of knowledge. You remember some months back, I had prayed, and then I was looking at Scripture, and it seemed as though the Lord said, you have one more year to prepare. That's just flashing in my mind at this time. So any of you out there, you want to get as healthy as you can. You want to prepare spiritually, and you want to prepare physically. Everything that you can do, and put things into prayer. God can restore problems between people in marriages, between children and parents. All kinds of problems, anything is not too great for the Lord to solve. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay, so there's a bit of the international scene, but we're instead bringing you vital warnings mostly here in the homeland. The major networks reporting 24/7 in Israel have diverted attention from things you and your family need to know for the sake of your very physical and spiritual lives. That's why we are here. That's why we earnestly believe God has led us to create a second news night. And we already said the Wednesday, but we repeat it, the Wednesday 7 p.m. slot on 5.935.
And we point out that's because the time is changing, and the higher frequency number that it was, 9.350, those numbers don't carry as far and as well in the atmospherics, you know, as the time changes, the sun is changing, and so to have that lower number is really advantageous, just as the 4.840 is advantageous too. So again, we urge you to tune in both nights of every week, and that way you can really be understanding the whole picture. You can be praying for us, for God to lift us and guide us. And we really love you. It's like we're part of a church. That's what we think now. It's a congregation, and in which you're all contributing your ideas, your prayers, your thoughts, your donations. And so we do pray that our Lord Jesus Christ, if it is His will, and Almighty God, will hold back the great tribulation. And we do take comfort in that part of Jonathan Cahn's new book that absolutely, to my mind, proves that God Almighty, no men really changed the course of Roe v. Wade. God Almighty had it within His plan, and it was perfectly synchronized numerically with the idea that COVID, the bioweapon, was a judgment coming from Almighty God because of the 60 million babies slaughtered in abortion from 1970 on. And it's just really unspeakably amazing how these things correlated. And it's clear that somebody could say, well, yes, Donald Trump saved us. He put two Supreme Court justices in. No, it's not that simple. God Almighty has the entire plan of history, if we think about it. And we're just little cogs in the wheel. But we are loved. We are not considered the same as what I wrote in my book years ago, Patriots Warning, 1 and 2, that America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails, that the environmentalists look upon us the same way they look upon a wolf or a rock. No, God dearly loves us. He loved us when He created us in the womb, and He does not want this abortion murder to again rise and take over in America. And we do have to point out again that we talked the last time about Israel, that the abortions were much more frequent and the laws were all loosened there, even after 2022 when Roe v. Wade was overturned. So God's judgment, we again reiterate, can come on any country. Go ahead, Lou.
Well, now I think I turn it over to you, Elizabeth.
All right. And yes, we know that we're talking about our theme, the program entitled October Darkness, and it begins with just one of those warnings that we said we're on the air to tell you about, crucial to you and your family to know about, and I don't think you're going to turn on CNN or Fox News and hear this. So this is Bob Unruh, October 20th on WorldNet Daily. Tyson Foods, going protein-centric, working on bug plant, buys into European corporation, already setting up procession operations. Tyson Foods is world-renowned for its packages of chicken meat that are ubiquitous in grocery stores, and it produces other meat for retail sales, too, and soon, bugs. Online, it boasts of its, quote, protein-centric, end of quote, plans. The company, based in Springdale, Arkansas, states, "We build our name on providing generations of families with wholesome, great-tasting chicken. But today's Tyson Foods is so much more. As values and behaviors around food have changed, so have we. Today, we're innovators uniquely positioned to reshape what it means to feed our world. Today, we not only have the fastest-growing portfolio of protein-centric brands, but we also offer greater transparency in everything we do," end of quote. The details about its newest plan come from Slay News. That reports Tyson, quote, "America's largest meat producer," end quote, end of quote, is working on a partnership with a company linked to the World Economic Forum. Lou, do I hear a ding, ding, ding?
Ding,
the New
ding,
World Order,
yes.
Ominous Creation Society?
Yep.
Yes, quote, "to open a major insect processing plant in the United States," end of quote. I believe I'd better quote that again. The purpose, you see, of this company linked to the World Economic Forum, the WEF, is, quote, "to open a major insect processing plant in the United States." Tyson, the report said, is buying a stake in Protix, that's spelled capital P-R-O-T-I-X, capital B, capital V, a Netherlands-based company dealing with insect, quote, protein. The company has also been hailed by the World Economic Forum, WEF, and was awarded with Globalist Organization's Technology Pioneer Award, the report explained. And Keyes Arts, that's spelled capital K-E-E-S, and the last name is capital A-A-R-T-S, the CEO is described as a member of the WEF. Now, Lou, we have to stop right here. Do we realize that something evil, something very sinister, is creeping and crawling this way rather quickly?
Because we sure do.
We now are embedding the WEF creatures as CEOs in our food companies.
That's right.
This is not good. And you know, before airtime, you and I were trying to think which was more evil, the digital currency or the food shortage. And we said they sort of go hand in hand because, you know, if you're starved and they are submitting, getting you to submit, then you'll submit to the digital currency. And once the digital currency is in, you'll be told you can't buy any food anyway. So they're kind of like the chicken and the hen, the chicken and the egg. Now, we're just so shocked. The CEO of an American company is a member of the WEF. Back to the article. The company's goal is to set up a bug plant in the U.S., an operation that will make bug-based meal and oil for use in fish feed and dog food. Oh, you're so relieved out there, aren't you? It's just going to be for the fish and the dogs, but also for humans. CFO John Tyson said, quote, "It's a multi-billion dollar industry opportunity that has tremendous growth potential, and we see Protix as being a leader there," end of quote. Arts expects the U.S. operation to be up and running by 2025, but the location hasn't been announced. The report noted the demands by the WEF that, quote, "the masses must give up beef due to the alleged," quote, "emissions involved in producing meat. Insects are the necessary substitute," the WEF claims. Slay News, and that's spelled capital S-L-A-Y, you know, as in killing, slay. Slay News said an additive made of powdered crickets already is being used in pizza, pasta, and other foods in Europe.
And Elizabeth usually reads the Died Suddenly obituaries to you from our local Maryland newspaper. This time I noted one in the Sunday, October 22nd edition. A lady by the name of Cynthia, 68, passed away suddenly on October 17th, 2023. And in connection with that kind of thing, Here's something from Natural News.
And before you get to that, we just heard from one of our listeners in Missouri, and that listener kept a record in her own area, which is a small rural area, of the deaths over a period of about 2 to 3 months. And she wrote that the average longevity, I guess, of a person is around the year 80 or 83. And so by listing these deaths, she could figure out the percentage of people who died young. You know, they didn't reach what they should have reached, and it was about 47%. And I asked you whether that was statistically significant.
I believe it is. I'd have to research it a little bit more, but it certainly sounds impressive to me.
You told me you thought that was.
Yeah.
And that would mean even looking at variables like, well, maybe accidents in cars or something, you know, causes of the mortality. 47% is just too high, isn't it?
I think that it is, yes.
Yeah, now go ahead. What do you have to contribute to that, too?
Yes. This article from Natural News appeared not quite a year ago, but it's still of great importance, crucial information. The headline, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny warns of death tsunami caused by COVID-19 vaccines. According to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the death tsunami caused by the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines has now arrived. And she says, since March of 2020, every single thing I've said was going to happen has. This death tsunami that I've been talking about for the last 2 years, it's arriving right now, she said. I don't know if that was the Holy Spirit moving me. I think it was part Holy Spirit and part scientific knowledge and what I was able to study and learn and see along the way, unquote. Tenpenny cited government data to reveal the more than 1 in 73 vaccinated people in the United Kingdom who died in 2020. The doctor added that about 1,000 people die in the UK every week thanks to the mass COVID-19 vaccination program there. Moreover, Tenpenny said more than 900 vaccinated professional athletes have already died, mainly from myocarditis, and that, of course, is a heart muscle inflammation. She then cited the phenomenon of individuals with keys and other metallic things sticking to their arms and foreheads, as seen on social media. These small magnetic charges are clearly the result of heavy proportions of graphene oxide in the initial batch of COVID-19 vaccines. One article even cited a vaccinated Indian who discovered, quote, steel and iron articles, including coins, spoons, forks, knives, and bike keys, unquote, sticking to his skin. While the phenomenon has died down as the months passed, Tenpenny credited it to the big pharma companies changing the recipe for the COVID-19 vaccines. Nevertheless, she reiterated that the graphene oxide is still present in the vaccine, even though the formula was revised. The physician also revealed that the COVID-19 injections are a slow way to kill off the human race. She said, quote, they found a way to slow kill people with this. They want 3.5 billion, that's with a B, billion people off the planet. And they've learned how to do this the slow kill way. So most unsuspecting people don't connect the dots. And she went on to say, anybody who's listening to this should never, ever, ever take another shot of any kind ever again under any circumstance. And her warnings also extended to the new bivalent flu COVID vaccines now being sold on the market. According to the physician, on also a related article, vaccine expert warns the unvaccinated to never take COVID vaccines. According to the physician, the mass deaths of vaccinated began just about a year after the forced COVID shot started. As of October 24th, 2022, there were 21.8 million excess deaths dating back from January 1st, 2021. Prior to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, that number was below 5 million. Again, compare that. As of October 24th, 2022, it was 21.8 million. Before that, only 5 million.
And Lou, we interject, this is Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly again, that there was some VAERS data that at one point that showed there were something like 27,000 deaths, but we learned that only 1% of the deaths are usually reported to the VAERS system. So if you take 100 times 27,000, you got something like 2,700,000 deaths in
That's
the
right.
U.S. So we're just reflecting that we cannot take any of this data just at face value without some in-depth interpretations of the statistical meaning of it all. And we add that to all those coffin increases in that North American company, that, you know, and the actuarial debris, I guess we can say, from the insurance companies, too many deaths. Were they going to even be able to pay out everywhere? So we do think that it is underestimated, don't we?
Oh, yes. It does seem like it grows underestimated.
So it may be many, many more deaths than even Dr. Tenpenny said. And by the way, we must continue to pray for her. Apparently, she had a recent stroke. And we know many, many years ago, her facility was burned out by the New World Order. That was way back, maybe around 2006 or so. And she had put out a book about forced vaccinations. So, you see, they wanted to quell that information from ever reaching the public. We ask you to think about your friends, your family, your church buddies, and tell them about DividedKingdomRadio.com and tell them to go there and learn the truth. Now, let's pick up that article from Dr. Tenpenny.
Yes, and she says, or the narrator of this article says, moreover, some 150,000 excess deaths among Americans younger than 45 were recorded during the first 2.5 years of the pandemic. Half of those deaths occurred just in the past year since the COVID-19 shots were introduced under the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed.
Yes, Lou, the awful afterglow of the COVID shot death and disability plan is continuing into the October darkness of 2023. Here's the Western Journal by Mayor Clayton, October 20th. Vaccine cheerleader Stephen Colbert, forced to stop filming show after doctor's orders. Late night host Stephen Colbert had to halt filming of his CBS show this week because he has once again contracted COVID-19. Deadline reported Monday that he was going to record the late show from his home after contracting the virus. On Wednesday, however, Colbert announced a change of plans. Sorry to say, per doctor's orders, I'm going to be out for the rest of the week, he said in a statement on the show's X social media account. And we have to interject again here, if some of you haven't heard yet, Twitter is now called X. Going back to the article, resting up so that I can deliver the handcrafted artisanal, oh, Lou, help me, we looked up the pronunciation of that. Is that right? Artisanal, I think.
I think so.
I believe so. Artisanal talk show that we so enjoy serving you, Colbert continued. In the meantime, a heady blend of Paxlovid and onions in my socks. Thank you, Fallon. I guess that's Jimmy Fallon. Will be rebuilding my immune system, he said, referring to NBC late night host Jimmy Fallon. Attached was an image of a Get Well box featuring socks and onions. A message from Stephen. Sorry to say, per doctor's orders, going to be out for the rest of the week, resting up, so that I can deliver the handcrafted artisanal talk show that we so enjoy serving you. In the meantime, and it's a repetition, I see, a heady blend of Paxlovid and onions in my socks. And that was from The Late Show, October 18th.
And this isn't Colbert's first go-around with COVID-19. He previously had the virus in April 2022 and had to cancel a few shows. A month later, he had to once again halt production as he was, quote, experiencing symptoms consistent with the recurrence of COVID, unquote, according to a post by the Late Show account. Stephen is experiencing, and I guess this is the actual quote from that, Stephen is experiencing symptoms consistent with the recurrence of COVID. Out of an abundance of caution for his staff, guests, and audience, he will be isolating for a few additional days. The Late Show will not be taping new episodes until further notice. And that was put out on May 9th, 2022. The late night host has been an outspoken person in his support for the COVID-19 vaccine. He had a, quote, educational segment, unquote, on his show titled The Vax, V-A-X, Scene, where he tried to encourage viewers to get the shot. In it, iconic songs were reworked to promote the coronavirus vaccine. For example, the Late Show version of the 1954 song, Mr. Sandman, had these lyrics. Sandman, go get the jab. It's safe. It's made by scientists in a lab. Colbert also took the iconic tequila dance that Paul Rubens did in Pee-wee's Big Adventure and reinvented it. Five people danced around as the one-word song's lyric, Tequila, was changed to Vaccine. The comedian's cringy version included himself and four individuals dressed in syringe costumes. And we'll add, this grotesque drama of death shows us the role of COVID vaccines in our theme, the October darkness. Elizabeth Cuppet Cavalli's radio monologue amplifies it more.
Divided Kingdom Radio Monologue, October 25th, 2023, by Elizabeth Cuppet Cavalli. October Darkness, Death Rituals. Each year at this time, the satanic occult darkness increases over Earth, a preview of evils, intensities, and pervasiveness that will no doubt be unimaginable during the coming reign of Antichrist. Number one, some things almost too unspeakably heinous to report on included the independent co.uk October 2nd, 2019 report, Man Drowned His Six-Year-Old Son While Trying to Cast Out a Demon, Police Say. Here is an excerpt. An American man faces a federal murder charge for allegedly holding his six-year-old son's face under hot water for several minutes to cast out a, quote, demon. Pablo Martinez told police that in the past week his son was possessed by a demon. While he was bathing his son and his other child on Thursday at the Pascua Yaqui Indian Reservation near Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Martinez told investigators he saw something evil in his son and had to get rid of the demon. The boy became unnaturally angry, Mr. Martinez told investigators, so he allegedly held his son's head under the bathtub tap for 5 to 10 minutes so the hot water would run into his mouth. The water was casting out the demon, Mr. Martinez told investigators. Number two, LifeSite News. UN celebrates International Safe Abortion Day, but it's never safe for the babies who are murdered. The World Health Organization is, predictably, leading the charge, partnering with the Human Reproduction Program, HRP, to promote the fundamental importance of access to safe abortion care for the health and rights of women and girls, emphasis added, through a photo exhibit co-hosted by the United Nations at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. Number three, LifeSite News, October 13, 2023. Planned Parenthood International pleads for donors to help rebuild destroyed abortion clinic in Gaza. Their October 10th appeal reads thus. The destruction of a PFPPA clinic in Gaza after an Israeli airstrike has left an already extremely vulnerable population with even fewer options to receive SRH care without humanitarian aid. Make an emergency gift, emphasis added. The recent Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel have shocked the world, and as we have analyzed here at the Divided Kingdom, may have complicated purposes in mind by the overarching NWO kingpins. Nothing in the facts reported can be blithely accepted as truth without long, careful investigation to come. But what is apparent is that there has been a war within a war in both Israel and the United States. That inner war has been the harm and death from the COVID-19 bioweapon and the subsequent COVID vaccine depopulation. Pastor Jonathan Kahn, in his new book, The Josiah Manifesto, makes an airtight case using astounding parallels and synchronization of calendar dates to prove that the arrival of our country's pandemic came exactly in tandem with the dates of the inception of abortion on demand, legalized in the U.S. 1970, and more parallels with the arrival of Roe v. Wade itself. Kahn explains this was God's direct judgment on America, where COVID was worst, for the 60 million unborn slaughtered in the womb. God's judgment concerning abortion may not be restricted to the U.S. When direct rebellion to his sacred most sacred laws occurs elsewhere too. LifeSite News reports October 13, 2023, Israel itself loosened regulations on abortion following the overturning of Roe v. Wade in the U.S. in June 2022. The Associated Press reports that abortion is widely available in the country and is far less controversial than in America. Is there a catastrophic result to this almost eerie Israeli replay in the same homeland of what their ancient people did in their grove worship, slaughtering their infants in the fires of Moloch and Baal? For every action, there is a reaction. Perhaps Israel's new enthusiastic loosening of abortion regulations is a boomerang. For the innocent also suffer during any judgment of God on a nation. Choosing to use Satan's aborted fetal cell-derived COVID vaccine on a child, see Jesus' discussion of the millstone, is unconscionable. And then prostituting that child to market that evil vaccine heaps more coals of fire and judgment on the perpetrators. Lou Caverly showed me a photo shot of young Yonatan Moshe Ehrlichman. He had a shining, innocent countenance, one that showed he trusted others. He also appeared somewhat fragile physically. And that brings us to his story, number four. LifeSite News, October 13, 2023. Israeli boy featured in COVID vaccine campaign dies of heart attack at age 8. An Israeli boy featured in a video used to push COVID vaccines on children in a nationwide campaign died tragically from a sudden heart attack in late September. The boy was only 8 years old. According to reports, Yonatan Moshe Ehrlichman, grandson of a distinguished physician, Dr. Matty Ehrlichman, died unexpectedly of cardiac arrest while taking a bath. The 8-year-old boy is said to have slipped under the water after his heart suddenly stopped beating, causing him to drown. After being rushed to Hadassah Hospital on Mount Scopus, Yonatan died a few days later on September 28th. In 2020, at the age of 5, the child had appeared in a video produced by the Regional Council of Mate Binyamin. The video was part of a government program aimed at pushing COVID vaccines on children, despite the nearly universal immunity of children to COVID-19. The video made Yonatan a, quote, poster child for the vaccine campaign in Israel, which became one of the most draconian nations in the world for vaccine measures. The video aired just before the nationwide vaccine campaign began. Evil and God's judgment are not restricted to just the U.S. or Israel. Last year, an Argentine boy who had similarly served as a national poster child in an ad pushing COVID vaccination for children died suddenly at age 4. According to reports, Santino Godoy Blanco was rushed to the hospital because of a fever and vomiting and died of, quote, bilateral pneumonia. Before passing, his mom says he took off his mask and gave her little kisses because he couldn't talk anymore, one post on X stated. Almighty God is still seeking deeply sorrowful, repentant hearts worldwide.
But repentance doesn't make profits in the world. Here from WorldNet Daily, October 20th, 2023, we have this headline. Pfizer hikes price of COVID antiviral Paxlovid from $530 to nearly $1,400. Increase is expected to exacerbate already poor uptake of the drug. Pfizer on Wednesday revealed that it raised the list price of a course of Paxlovid, its life-saving antiviral drug used to reduce the risk of severe COVID-19 in those most vulnerable, to nearly $1,400, more than double the roughly $530 the U.S. government has paid for the treatment in the emergency phase of the pandemic. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla had noted in an investor call at the beginning of the week that the company would increase the price of Paxlovid as it moves from government distribution to the commercial market at the end of this year. But he did not announce the new list price then. Instead, the company revealed a more than twofold increase in a letter to pharmacies and clinics dated Wednesday. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report the list price of $1,390 after viewing that letter. And then we have, also from WorldNet Daily, we can add this little macabre item to the theater of the grotesque with Stephen Colbert and his four singing, dancing syringes. The headline, CDC says some people might need longer needle for the next vaccine. Healthcare workers sometimes use the wrong needle length for people with bigger bodies. Again, from WorldNet Daily, October 19th. Some people may benefit from the longer vaccination needles, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Recent discussions on social media have shed light on the fact that some people with bigger bodies should be given certain intramuscular vaccines, like the COVID-19 vaccine, with longer needles. But while this recommendation comes from health authorities like the CDC, experts worry it may not always get put into practice. And then, I believe we switched to you. Is that right, Elizabeth? No, I think I have something here.
I think you have a little more.
I believe I do. And, yes, my mother, my grandmother, and I think everyone's mothers and grandmothers always trusted to check to the good housekeeping seal of approval on appliances they might have bought. The September Good Housekeeping issue had this article that is so amazing. I will quote it now, entitled "The Costs of Conspiracies." During the height of the COVID-19 epidemic, there was a flood of conspiracy theories pushing false health claims. Masking is dangerous. The vaccine will alter your DNA. The epidemic was caused by 5G cell towers, and so many more. But this kind of thinking, in which frightening or tragic events are seen as secret plots on malevolent sets of powerful people or organizations, isn't just a recent phenomenon. Conspiracy theories tend to flourish at times of crisis, such as after 9/11 and after mass shootings. And people often turn to them as a way to cope with uncertainty and quell anxiety. In truth, however, research suggests that embracing falsehoods about politics, technology, shootings, and terrorist attacks can raise anxiety more, and that in turn can bring on other issues, such as sleep problems, substance abuse, and depression. And these beliefs can undermine well-being in a host of others, other ways as well. Quote, "Conspiracy theories are more dangerous than people realize," says Daniel Jolly, Ph.D., a social psychologist at Northumbria University in the United Kingdom. He went on to say they have measurable emotional and physical health effects, and they can compel us to do things we never thought we'd do. Disown family and friends, reject science, and even commit violence, unquote. Research shows, for instance, that people who believe in a range of conspiracies are less likely to take simple steps to protect their health and are more likely to try unproven and possibly dangerous treatments. They also tend to be chronically angry, a state that can lead to high blood pressure. Another big health risk for people caught in a dark, tangled web of conspiracies. Another big health risk for people caught in a dark, tangled web of conspiracies, isolation. Quote, "They withdraw from family and friends in part because people roll their eyes or argue with them," says Sophia Moskalenko, Ph.D., co-author of Pastels and Pedophiles, Inside the Mind of QAnon. She went on to say, so they retreat into these forums where everyone gets these, or gets them, and gets is in quotation marks there. The cost is real and high, not just for the person who believes the conspiracy, but for those who love them, unquote. Connectedness, after all, is highly important to our health. There are links between social support and lower rates of anxiety and depression, cancer, infectious disease, and cardiovascular disease. Connection is even associated with lower mortality rates. Experts say that quashing conspiracy theories on a societal scale will require, among other things, electing people who are committed to telling the truth on a personal level. If you have someone in your life with a conspiracy mindset, quote, shunning, isolating, and shaming is the last thing you should do, says Moskalenko. And she went on to say, trying to debate their beliefs will only make them more entrenched, unquote. At right, see what to do instead. One, walk and talk in nature. Research shows that this makes people less aggressive and more open to opinions, Moskalenko says. You might tell them, quote, I'm worried about how much time you're spending online. Or say, you seem as if you've developed some anxiety. Do you think it would make sense to talk to a therapist, unquote. Number two, empathize. Their concern is real to them. Saying, I understand how you feel, can have a profoundly positive effect on their willingness to have a healthy discussion, says Moskalenko. Three, ask a simple question. I recommend that people ask, why did you start to believe this, says Mick West, author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole. He says also that takes them back to a time before they adopted the beliefs and perhaps lets them see the changes from a different perspective. And four, lower expectations. Quote, change takes time and patience, says West. Remind yourself that the primary goal is to maintain the relationship and the secondary goal is to help them see that the conspiracy theory is wrong, unquote. Now, this is me, Lou, speaking. Satan's reprobate mind is twisted beyond belief, all to intimidate those who tell the real truth.
Oh, yes, Lou. It was just a despicable essay, wasn't it?
Yes.
And now, you know, they're saying that these are conspiracies, that, you know, you have to seek the truth. Well, we brought you the truth. We brought you the fact that Tyson Foods is now going to be producing bugs and that they have a CEO from the World Economic Forum. That is truth. That is documented. And so now we must move on quickly because, in a sense, we're bringing you a program tonight about food, and we're bringing you a program about how you cannot trust the mainstream media, not the women's magazines anymore, not the food magazines. No, in this darkening October 2023, the November issue of Food Network magazine arrived, and it's supposed to be Thanksgiving, you see. But here, what we had on page 20, lab-grown meat is looking good. Now that the USDA has approved its first cell-cultured meat, Michelin-starred chefs have started working their magic with it. At China Chilcano in Washington, D.C., Jose Andre is serving good meats, cultivated chicken, marinated in a special sauce. And at Bar Kren in San Francisco, Chef Dominique Kren is frying Upside Foods lab-grown chicken in a special ricotta negro-infused tempura batter. You'll have to wait to experiment at home. The meat isn't yet in grocery stores. Now, we have to get to the article that we had some time back because this is getting very dangerous now. And we start with this article, June 24, 2022, by Ethan Huff from naturalnews.com. Lab-cultured, GMO-laden fake meat is a toxic abomination to be avoided at all costs. It was never enough just to tamper with your produce and grains. The biotechnology industry is now setting its sights on replacing all meat with genetically engineered imposters, too. Beef, poultry, fish, and dairy products are all on the chopping block as the architects behind the Great Reset shift society away from real, nutritious food and straight into laboratory abominations from hell. Using technologies like synthetic biology and precision fermentation, mad scientists are concocting cultured, quote, meat synthetics, along with other cell-based and gene-edited parodies of real food. Quote, transitioning to cultured meat made from animal cells grown in a petri dish is a great reset goal for the global food industry, warns Dr. Joseph Mercola. Quote, the aim is to control populations by creating dependence on private companies that control the food supply. The Wellcome Trust co-founded what is known as the EAT Forum, which developed a concept called the Planetary Health Diet that will be forced on the global population, at least that which remains following the Great Culling. It entails cutting meat and dairy intake by up to 90% and replacing it largely with foods made in laboratories along with cereals and oil, Mercola further explains. Aborted baby cows are used to create fake cell-based, quote, meat.
Back in 2017, we reported about the launch of Impossible Foods, a fake meat corporation backed by Bill Gates and Google. Not surprising was the revelation at that time that each glob of Impossible Foods fake meat mush is packed with GMOs, monosodium glutamate, that is MSG, derivatives, and other chemical horrors. It turns out that Impossible Foods has been just the start of a global transition effort to eradicate real food from animals and replace it with chemical, quote-unquote, foods from a lab. And more importantly, to the globalists, chemical foods that enrich wealthy billionaires at the expense of family farms. Creating cultured meat, also known as cell-based meat, involves a disturbing process by which fetal bovine serum, FBS, or the blood of cow fetuses, aborted of course, is extracted and placed in petri dishes or petri dishes to grow what looks and supposedly tastes like real meat. Dr. Mercola writes, so cultured beef relies on the slaughter of both cows and unborn calves, which are drained of their blood while still alive. Unquote. The end product is nothing close to the real meat, bearing a composition that is unhealthy and, quite frankly, toxic. And this is exactly what the globalists want, a sick and dying human herd that is easily manageable and unable, both physically and cognitively, to resist their own tyranny and enslavement. We are almost there, as our society has become drenched in toxic industrial seed oils and so-called plant-based foods, which contain no animal fats. These processed food products contain high levels of linoleic acid, abbreviated LA, which is now understood to be a primary driver of chronic disease. None of this would be possible without private central banks and the fraudulent stock market pumping up these endeavors with endless fiat cash infusions, by the way. The investments that go into creating fake meat do not reflect what actual humans want, but rather what the powers that be want for all humanity, except for themselves, of course, assuming the globalists are even really human. The really disturbing part is that many of these toxic, lab-centric foods are being marketed as, quote, natural, unquote. Plant-based has become part of the healthy eating vernacular, even though it represents the opposite of real health. And here we have a quote. It seems that even with all the smarts and savvy in the natural products community, we have failed to understand that we are being targeted by a coordinated global campaign to force the adoption of synthetics in natural channels. And that's a warning by Alan Lewis, Vice President of Advocacy at Natural Grocers. And he goes on to say, the campaign is a spawn of the notorious GMO lobby, now emboldened and backed by technology moguls, unquote. And it says more stories like this one can be found at frankenfood.news.
This is so important that we're bringing you this life-saving news, because you are not part of the reprobate mind. It is the reprobate mind that moved America after America turned away from honoring God and God's holy scriptures. Then the reprobate mind is allowed to take over, in which white becomes black and evil becomes good and good becomes evil, so that in that Good Housekeeping article, the ones who are telling the truth, like Dr. Tenpenny, they are the ones who, like Jesus, when his hometown tried to throw him over the cliff, yes, they will not be honored. We will not be honored as truth tellers. We will be twisted into people who have a sickness that is a conspiracy theory kind of sickness, and we're to take walks. You're to do all those things. What an evil article that was in Good Housekeeping, and what an evil kind of promotion there in the Food Network magazine for Thanksgiving, that we would be going out to restaurants that are going to service this cell-cultured meat, whether it be chicken or beef. If you appreciate getting these warnings, and there will be a warning coming up soon about something that I was using and I thought was safe, and I had a lulu of a reaction, and that was erythritol, which is added. It's a sugar alcohol, and it's added to almost every form of stevia that you can find now. People thought they were finding a more natural sweetener than Splenda, and certainly we all know now that aspartame is very, very evil and very, very harmful to anyone in many, many ways, all kinds of things. Perhaps she's the late Dr. Betty Martini, we're not sure. She exposed all of this about aspartame, brain tumors, all kinds of things have come from it, but we have to say now, perhaps a little bit of sugar used or a little bit of coconut sugar used or fruit juices in your cooking and baking, it would be better. That's the plan I'm going to take, unless I can find pure stevia again that has no erythritol with it. I had found something one time, but I think that company was in Indiana, and now that company is in China. And I ordered something. It was all powdered. In the days that we have with all the worries about the powdered things after the COVID shots and the remdesivir and the snake venom, am I going to really use that little powdered stuff from China? I think not. I'm going to sit in our dining room and probably mold till after we're gone. If you appreciated this information, you can help us. Write a check to Global Star Communications. Send it to P.O. Box 28, Luke Caverly, and P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. We send you our love and gratitude, and we give thanks to Almighty God for the divided kingdom and the listeners. Good night.